Okay, hit the record button. So welcome into Saints Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, and head football coach Matt Cohn. And Matty, as you just were saying, it's good to be out of camp, right? And now regular, get to kind of be students and then student athletes and kind of work this thing all together, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's good to kind of narrow your focus down a little bit more, you know, in terms of an opponent now and a game plan and all those things. You know, training camp was great, though. You know, there was a lot of gratitude on our football team to be able to do that again, you know, not having the opportunity for a year, being able to come together as a full team and have that 2 weeks together. Prior to school starting, kids really enjoyed it and were very eager to get back at it.
That's awesome. I do want to mention Saints Sports Weekly brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage. And you said it, Coach, it's game week now, so preparation probably changes quite a bit from what you were working on before to all of a sudden say, okay, now we have an opponent that we got to worry about.
Certainly, yeah. You know, you go through camp and you teach these techniques and apply them to schemes, and then kind of a pretty wide menu, you know, across the board offensively and defensively. And, you know, when you look at your opponent, you get to shorten that menu down and really focus on some things that, you know, you can be successful with. And it was nice to kind of tear that off as we headed out of our last couple of days of camp and really start focusing in on our first opponent.
Well, I think one thing before we kind of get into the opponent side and maybe back up a little bit into camp and, you know, last year being so different and, you know, this year changes compared to when you were there in the spring season. So a little, maybe less restrictions now for, you know, what's going on in the fall. How did your camp work, you know, maybe compared to, you know, obviously changed from last year, but maybe compared to 19?
Well, it was a whole lot hotter, I'll tell you that. we had a warm one, you know, these first couple weeks of August. You know, in terms of 2020, you know, obviously night and day, and really got back to what we had been doing in 2018, 2019 with our, you know, consistent schedule for our players and our coaches and, you know, it's not all just football practice. There's other things involved in it. You know, and just spending time with one another and coming together as a team, you know, getting everyone on the same page was huge. And, you know, prior, you know, our freshman class from last year didn't really have that opportunity. So, you know, the bulk of our team, you know, you're looking at maybe three quarters of our roster not having had that experience. So it was something that our program really needed, and it was. I think it's going to really pay off for us this year.
Well, and I would have to imagine, too, that, you know, it wasn't that long ago that you were together playing and practicing, and so compared to a normal season when you're done, you know, Christmas time, and then all of a sudden you're not coming back until spring as far as together as a team and working on things, that I imagine this year with what being done in, what, April and then coming back, you know, in late summer, that it hasn't been that big of a time frame in between. So I would think, though, that, you know, as you said, the team building and that, but it's got to probably be pretty good because there's probably a lot more retention from what just went on as opposed to maybe a normal year.
Yeah. You know, the initial concern with the quick turnaround was, you know, any lagging injuries, you know, where a student athlete might not be able to recover in that short a time to play the, you know, the fall season. But we were fortunate enough, we dodged that bullet in the springtime. And it's funny you bring that up. You know, we're a couple days into camp and we had a staff meeting and a lot of the coaches were discussing how they saw such great carryover from our kids in terms of, you know, those techniques, those schemes, because there hadn't been such strong layover. You know, we were just at it in April, and then a couple months go by, and we're back at it again. So we found we didn't have to really teach some of those fundamentals over again. You know, kids were picking up on them very, very quickly, and we were able to move forward at a little quicker pace this fall.
Fred, before you go, a comment on that, I guess that's why people want year-round school, right? Yeah. So they don't forget those things over the summer. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, we got enough political problems to get into that one here tonight. But, Coach, what I wanted to, you know, first of all, I think we got, what, 4 games in last spring? Is that right?
Yes, yeah, Coach. Okay.
How did that compare with some of your early opponents?
Ooh, that's a great question. Well, our first opponent got all 8 of their games in, Olivet Nazarene, and they went undefeated, went to the playoffs, and lost just a big game, 54-52 in the first round of the playoffs. So, you know, we're certainly very, very fortunate to have them week one and play a great opponent to start off the season. And the majority of our opponents were able to finish in regards to the Indiana schools, some of the Illinois schools, a couple schools in Michigan got tied up, you know, just as we were, and we're only able to get 4 or 5 in. But, you know, we came away with it with some great things, kind of used it as a spring ball with a couple games in there to improve. You know, none of our guys were charged a year of eligibility. So, you know, it came out as a pretty good situation for us.
Well, I think that's a great thing, you know, to kind of springboard off of that is, you know, not having any eligibility use and being able to bring some guys back this year. And I think that, you know, the one big thing about that with getting the extra year, and Fred, you can probably comment to this too, that I think that the fall sports are going to gain more than some of the others because maybe somebody's not sure what they want to do with their career and they're like, you know, I could take another semester and I can stick around and play. Where if you got a spring sport, they're like, do I really want to take another whole year? You know, so I think the fall sports probably are going to maybe gain a lot more traction with the, you know, giving that extra year to somebody, especially, you know, schools like you that, you know, you're not giving full rides as much to everybody like some of the, you know, Power 5 schools. Those guys are going to stick around no matter what. But, you know, when you get guys going, maybe I'm not an NFL guy, I've got a job waiting for me, but I think, you know, that one extra semester of a football season probably will help out a little bit for them and for you to be able to maybe keep some of these guys around as compared to maybe some of the winter or the spring sports.
Absolutely. You know, and there's, like you said, there's a lot of different variables that would, you know, go into that decision. We're going to have 4 guys this fall that are actually in grad school at Siena Heights working on their MBAs, using that extra semester of eligibility, you know, and putting it to use, you know, knocking out an MBA.
And you're right, Coach. When you look at it, really, it is the variables are with some of these students depends on majors. You know, we wish that young men and young women would get out in 4 years, boom, boom. And a lot of times, change of majors and whatnot causes a 9th semester anyhow, right? But mm-hmm. I think one of the good things is that, you know, Siena Heights has had a master's program for quite a while and certainly has expanded that. And we'd even wish in some areas they'd expand a little bit more, but that's certainly had to help us, and I'm really pleased to hear that for you. In general, a lot of guys felt like, gosh darn, I didn't really get my last year in, too, you know? I mean, with 4 games, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. We've had, you know, 3 guys that from our last year's team that are not returning. So, and those 3 guys, you know, they could have came back and used that. You know, it wasn't an ideal situation, but, you know, you got to control what you control and make the most out of it. And, you know, we were able to do that for the 2 months that we were able to get together.
How's the size of your club, Coach? You know, I remember last winter, we talked about that, Jeff and I, with you, in terms of, you know, you still recruit, right? And if you're going to have a – is it a larger squad because of this, or did it all kind of come out in the wash and you're still about the same number of young men?
Yeah, well, yeah, I remember talking about that with you, Coach, last time, you, Jeff, and just our roster size and in the winter / spring, how challenging that was to even get a practice going. You know, we're typically carrying a roster of 120 to 130. So, you know, we have a pretty good scout teams across the board. And without our freshman class, we were at about 85, 90, you know, which made things challenging to have two scout teams running at the same time and to just be more efficient in some of our practices. So we had to get creative and do some other things, but we're back to our normal numbers now, right at that 120 to 130 mark, and should be very competitive in our scout teams. And that's just as important as our ones and twos. You know, being able to get one another ready for the game on Saturday is huge. And I think we're going to be as talented there as we've ever been.
You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly, our 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, and head football coach Matt Cohn. And Matt, you know, you talked about the freshmen coming in, and how was it recruiting those guys and kind of letting some of them know, too, that, you know, you might be sitting a little bit longer maybe than some other time just because of the fact that you got guys that are sticking around and you've got more people in a position ahead of them. Was that a challenge in the recruiting side, just to, you know, let them know that, you know, I know you want to come in and try to contribute right away, but boy, we've got some real experience, you know, that's going to be in front of you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a conversation we try to have throughout the recruiting process, you know, with our incoming class. And, you know, we certainly like you. That's why we're recruiting you, but it's going to be very challenging to come in and play a ton as a freshman, you know, just due to the nature of just the physicality of our conference, and just getting an 18, 19-year-old ready to play right away, particularly at some of the more physical positions. So, you know, you try to be very upfront throughout the recruiting process on that. You know, there's times that it does happen, but it's not, you know, very likely that it will. But, you know, some of these guys will just be around a year, you know, taking this extra semester. We've got a lot of guys doing that. And I think, you know, that cycle will pick back up with us here, if not in this recruiting cycle, but the following, and kind of balance out our numbers across the board.
Well, if you got time, we can take a quick time out and we can come back and maybe talk a little bit about some of your returners and maybe some surprise guys that we might want to talk about coming up for next season. You got a few minutes for that, and then we can bring Trenton on later?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much. That's Coach Matt Cohn. We'll be back with more as we're here. Saints Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith with you right here at 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
And welcome back inside studio here at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, and head football coach from Siena Heights University, Matt Cohn. And Matt, you were praised this morning with your interview that you did with Barkway, because Roberts and I did the Inside the Cave this morning, and you used the word behooved, and John Roberts was really impressed with a football coach using behooved in the right way, even.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll credit my upbringing. I was raised by an English teacher, so there you go.
That's exactly what John Roberts said. Well, let's talk a little bit about your squad this year. It's not bad when you've got the defensive player of the year in Cole Merlin coming back, along with some other ones. You know, with Trenton Morrow, we're going to talk about him, another first-team all-conference player. But you can really build around a guy like Cole Merlin.
Oh, Cole's just a phenomenal young man. I think you guys have had him on the show in the past.
Oh, yeah. He was talking about throwing the pigs around and stuff. I mean, that was we had a great conversation about him being on the farm. Remember that, Fredo?
Yeah, he was one of our best guests last year.
That was awesome to talk to him. Just what a genuine down-to-earth kid he was.
He is, you know, and as nice as he is, and, you know, and as a pleasant of a young man as he is, man, is he just a son of a gun on the football field. Just extremely physical, fast. I mean, great instincts. He's just a great player. We're very, very lucky to have a guy like Cole with us. Yeah, he is. He's the leader of our defense. He's our Mike linebacker. He calls the defense. Just really on the same page with all of our defensive coaches. Is just really a student of the game, and just has great command of all those other 10 guys on the field.
Well, and he's a guy, I mean, at 6'3", 230, he's not a little guy out there either.
No, he's not. And he's just a force. There's no other way to really describe Cole. You know, probably my best stories of Cole were in our last spring practice, his true freshman year. This is Cole's first year with us, and he's in spring ball. And we're in the spring game, and he goes and shucks the linebacker to get off a block and breaks his wrist. And just continued, didn't say anything, played the rest of the spring game with a broken wrist. No one knew. And at the end of the spring game, it's just kind of hanging there. And, you know, got the surgery and was back the next year. But just incredibly tough and just loves football, just what you want your Mike linebacker to be.
Look, Coach, so, you know, over the past, 4 years, I think this is your fifth year, and you've certainly taken this program to the next level. It was kind of unfortunate. We keep talking about last year, hey, we're going to have to make it a fortunate situation, but your strength over, since you really was a defense coordinator, has been on the defensive side of the ball. What are you anticipating this year as your strength being? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but that's why they asked me to be here, and I enjoy it. But seriously, do you think you're going to be, you know, our strengths have been defense. I mean, you're obviously play a team that scored 52 points in a national tournament game. So, you know, what are you looking forward to? Is defense going to be what you're going to hang your hat on this year?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of players back on defense. You know, it's what we've been really good at, you know, recently. The only returner that we're not going to have back would be our field corner. We've had some young men step up and show some promise at that position. So, you know, the physicality and those veteran players are all on our defense. And it's really, you know, I've seen over the past couple weeks in camp, that toughness, that grit that they kind of had and within that culture on the defense has slowly spread now, and it's kind of consumed our team. Great. And we're more physical across the board because of it. You know, I think we're a little quicker across the board because of it and just ready to play at this point. But yeah, I would say our defense, Coach, but we've improved on offense. We've got some new guys. We've actually took a couple guys from the defensive line and are now starting on our offensive line. So kind of to go with the overall theme of what camp's been like.
Talk about, you know, getting back to the returnees. Talk about some of your all-league or your top returnees other than Cole.
Cole, well, we did have the young man you're going to talk to a little later, Trent Morrow. He was a first-team All-American for us. Second-team All-American for us. And he's garnered a lot of, NFL guys coming to our campus just because he has got some great measurables at 6'3", 200, 210 pounds, and he runs very well, plays boundary safety for us. So he's a guy that would be a three-year starter for us. And our free safety as well, Gabe Callery, is a three-year starter. So you've got two guys back there kind of running the secondary that have not only played a lot of football for us at Siena, but have played a lot together. And that is just invaluable when you think about two safeties being on the same page and getting in and out of coverages and being able to process information quickly. So we're fortunate to have those guys for another year. Our Will linebacker playing right next to Cole, Nick Stallworth. This will be his third year. He's a three-year starter for us. As a freshman in only 8 games, Stolle set the school record for tackles in a season, to which be broken by Cole the very next year. So Stolle is a very experienced player. He wasn't able to play in any of our 4 games in the winter/spring. He just never got back to 100% from an injury that was kind of nagging him a little bit. So we sat him down and he's had a great camp and is back at 100%. So, you know, if you look at our secondary through our linebacking core, we've got some experience there. And, not just guys that have played a lot of football, but those four have played a lot of football together and been on the field together an awful lot. And you see that in camp by how they communicate and work well with one another.
You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Fred Smith. Brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash. And our special guest tonight is head football coach Matt Cohn. And Matt, you talk a little bit before about bringing some defensive linemen over to the offensive side. How did that kind of work? And what was, I mean, obviously your main reason was because you needed some help over there. But what was your thought process on doing that?
Well, it just came down to numbers, you know, being able to balance out our team and just looking at their skill sets. You know, a lot of these young men, when they come out of high school, they're used to playing both sides of the ball. And we ended up having some guys, progress a little better on the defensive side. And we're just very, very deep over there. So we moved some guys over, not to say they weren't good football players. They were just behind some other guys that were a little better. So our center this year is going to be a young man named Garrett Vanover. He's been a defensive tackle for us, a three technique, but did play center in high school. And due to some depth on offense, brought him over, and he's very physical. He's about 290 pounds, so we got some physicality right up front. Our center last year, Jefferson Edwards, for our four-game season, was a converted nose tackle. We brought him over right at semester break for the spring season, again, due to some depth. So he's going to move to left guard for us, another 300-pound kid, just to be a little more stout up front. Our right guard is a returning three-year starter, Nick Turciano, and he's a very experienced player, calls out a lot of the adjustments at the line for us. Our left tackle is a returner, second-year starter, played in 19 for us, and then played in our four games in the winter, so he'll be back for us, Abe Wildermuth. And then at right tackle, we had a battle at right tackle during camp. We had really three guys really compete for it, and the guy that emerged was a redshirt freshman, Walter Bauman, out of Detroit UAD. So this will be his first year starting. He did play in a couple games for us in that winter season in those four games, but he's a tough, physical player. Won the state championship as a heavyweight in high school. He's just an overall very good athlete and finally was able to get going on the playbook things and get his assignments down. So we're excited to see him play. So, you know, two out of those five were converted defensive linemen that came over and got coached up by their former defensive line coach, who is now our offensive line coach, Coach Noah Bull. So it was a pretty smooth transition. You know, they were used to being coached by Coach Bull, and it was pretty natural.
Well, let's slide over and talk a little bit about the guys that are going to be behind those, you know, the big uglies, as they call them. But talk a little bit about your skill position players.
Yeah, for sure. We got our entire backfield is back. Caleb Jefferson and Jared Jordan. I believe Jared's been on the show as well. Jared's played for us now for 3 years, has kind of been our short yardage back, but through our four games in the winter, he was our every down back and did a great job, was a first team all conference guy in just those four games. In 19 though, our starting tailback was Caleb Jefferson. And he did not participate with us in 2020, 2021. Our entire staff and his teammates supported him on that decision. And he's back with us now in the fall. And has looked great in camp, is back just like Caleb was in 19. So we're very excited to get Caleb back with us. Both of those guys have great hands out of the backfield. We like to get them the ball in space if we can. Our H-back position, our tight end position, Pianki Abdul-Rahim is back. He's been a two-year starter for us, and he's been looking good in camp. Another up-and-comer, guy to look out for at that position, is a guy that the offense robbed from the defense, was a Mike linebacker and fullback on that St. Mary's Catholic, Monroe St. Mary's Catholic State Championship team. And we had him at linebacker behind Cole Merlin. And we just thought, you know, Sam's just too good of a player. We got to get him on the field. So we moved him to offense, and he's been playing that H-back position and just had a great, great training camp.
That Sam Kuzno?
Yeah, Sam Kuzno.
I love that kid. Yeah. I know at least junior and senior year, I may have called games when he was playing against Lenawee County teams from down there, and he was one of the most impressive football players. Just he knows where the ball's at, and he knows the game of football. I'm pleasantly surprised that you've mentioned him, because I was going to ask you about him because that was a guy that I really liked watching as a high school football player.
Oh yeah, he's a great kid, tremendous competitor. He's on all special teams, you know. For 6'2", 225, 230, he runs extremely well. He's a great athlete at that size. And is a tough mismatch, you know, when you try and get him the ball with some space. And he's very physical too. He's just done a great job in camp. So he and Pianchi had a little more depth there and allow us to do some different personnel packages, get a couple more tight ends on the field in different situations with, you know, two pretty good football players. Our wide receivers at the slot, the Y position, we have a returner in Eric Williams. He was a transfer to us from Grand Valley State, was a freshman for us last year, was our number one receiver last year, earned first team all conference in those four games that we played in. So he's returning at that Y position for us. On the outside, we've got two really good receivers, big target, and Jalen Vanderbush, who's a redshirt freshman, and Ty Smith, who'll be a senior. And both, oddly enough, are from Fort Wayne, just grew up a couple miles away from each other, 4 years apart now, and, you know, teammates. And then at our other position, our Z position on the outside, we've got a young man that has a ton of ability, but just hasn't been able to compete for 2 years so far at Siena Heights due to some eligibility issues. And he's worked his tail off to do what he needs to do. And he's had a great camp. So he's a Kayshawn Prowther would be a guy to look out for. Nice big target on the outside who just hasn't been able to play for the Saints so far. So he's had a great camp, and we're excited about that receiving corps, some good height and some good speed for us.
Well, who's going to be slinging it to him then?
Well, that's the question, you know.
You've saved every other position out here. I've been waiting for this quarterback to come up. And,
yeah.
Matt, you've been kind of holding out on that one.
Yeah. Well, we've had a great battle. Tyler did not return. You know, he was one of those three I mentioned earlier that, you know, could have came back, but just, as Coach mentioned earlier, his degree plan and what he wanted to go into didn't really align with the master's offerings. Siena has a great offering of masters, 12 master's programs. It's phenomenal. But he was a pre-law guy, so he was going to, you know, go to law school, and it just didn't match up with his career path. So Tyler is not going to be back. We've had two guys really emerge. We had a freshman named Ryan Miner. He was a freshman last year for us. You know, came in the fall as a freshman, kind of had the funky fall that we had, and then was, you know, with us in the spring, and has really matured physically. You know, he came in at a little light, but has put on some great weight in the off season. Has a great command of the offense. The other guy is Hayden Lehman. He's a redshirt sophomore now for us, or a junior in the classroom. They both had just great camps. They both run well. They're both very athletic. But Ryan emerged in our last couple of practices, particularly when we got to scrimmage and go live. And that's a pretty good defense that Ryan's going against, that are pretty in tune with their assignments. And Ryan had some very good live scrimmage appearances against them. And he's the guy that's going to lead us on Saturday against Olivet Nazarene.
Well, that's perfect. I appreciate that. And, you know, I was pulling teeth on that one, Fred, to try to get that one out of there.
You know,
he thinks Olivet Nazarene's listening right now, I think.
Well, I guess that is a question I want to ask you, Coach, is I know that we probably did our annual scrimmage with Adrian College, which is, a great thing. It's kind of like a practice, you know, as much as a scrimmage, you know. And is there any way, did you get any look at Nazarene during their scrimmage, or was that just not feasible?
No, we did not. But our scrimmage, or practice, I should say, with Adrian College this year, Coach, was great. You know, being able to get some different guys on film against a different opponent, different things they're not seeing every day in practice was just outstanding. So it was just a great experience for us to coach them up off of that film. to do that. But no, we weren't aware of any scrimmage Olivet and Nazarene would have. And, you know, we don't, I doubt they were aware of our scrimmage.
Right,
I think
right.
It's something that, you know, is kind of under the radar. But we did, you know, they played in those 8 games last year and their playoff games. So we were able to get nine games of film on them from last year and, you know, started looking at that and breaking that stuff down back in June when we had a little downtime. Because, you know, that time just wasn't going to be available in camp. So got a pretty good idea as to what we think we're going to see.
When did the power shift, Coach? What I mean by that, we've always had great games with Nazarene. Don't get me wrong. But that power over there used to be kind of St. Xavier, right? When did Olivet, you know, obviously they won the league last year. Did I miss something there? I know I've been gone a year and a half or so, but.
No, it was a lot of different things. You know, when you go back and you get every game and you watch the film and you see week to week what guys might not be available because of different situations, you know, some with injuries, some COVID related, you kind of saw it was just kind of a crapshoot as to what you were going to see each week. There were a lot of guys on student athletes down on both sides of the conference last year. You know, obviously our whole team went down as a couple others, weren't able to move forward. So, you know, to be truthful, I don't know if it was necessarily a big shift in power. You know, I think the St. Xaviers are still the St. Xaviers. You know, specifically them, they were playing with a true freshman quarterback the most of the season last year,
right.
You know, which is very challenging. A kid that just came in the fall, had to learn anything, then they threw him out there. Whether that was due to injury or COVID-related things, I don't know, but that's what, you know, what we saw on tape. So this year will be interesting to see how, you know, everyone's rosters have come out of this, you know, how everything shakes out. But I know, you know, with our roster, I'm pretty pleased with the veterans that we've been able to retain and the experience we have, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, you know, going into this season.
Well, just one more thing, Coach. I really was surprised at how many teams, mostly on the west side, a few on the east side, opened up in August in our league.
Yeah.
Is that something that's, again, happening more and more?
Well, you know, how it works in our conference, and there were quite a few in our conference that opened up on last Thursday. You know, Lawrence Tech, Madonna played one another last Thursday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, just to name a couple. But, you know, in our conference, there's a scheduling committee. You know, they give everyone a schedule. And then, you know, coaches have the freedom to move some games around if they see fit. You know, I don't know. Coach Lyle never really got into that. He was a big mentor of mine at Siena, so I don't really get into that. It's a, hey, here's my schedule. You know, this is who we got. This is when our bye week is. Let's go, you know, prepare for these games. So, yeah, I guess that's how it ended up being that way.
Yeah, and I know
teams would move around. And
some of the schools want a second bye week. Is that what it is, Coach?
Yeah. So it's just changing up their bye week,
okay.
You know, or getting multiple bye weeks through
gotcha.
There. And some schools, too, in our conference, we're seeing this a little more, these play-in games. Well, they'll go play an NCAA Division II school, or they'll go play a 1AA school and, you know, get some money
for it. Get some money.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're seeing that a little with some of the teams in our conference as well. So rather than that scrimmage or that practice with another school,
they play
they'll just schedule another game. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, Matt, we appreciate you coming in, and thank you very much for all you're talking about with your team. I know I just heard that you're going to come in a little bit more on some Wednesday mornings to talk a little bit more about it on Inside the Cave. So we appreciate that as well. But again, thank you for tonight and good luck this weekend. We appreciate it. And, you know, go to Illinois and come back with a dub.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Listen to the Cave every morning. I'm away into the office.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Yeah. And, again, good luck, and we're going to let you go. We're going to talk with one of your returners, Trent Morrow, right after this. So, again, thanks, Coach. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Coach. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Once again, that's Coach Matt Cohn. We're going to take a timeout and come back with talk with Trent Morrow right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at sienaheights.edu or visit sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at sienaheights.edu or visit sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. And now it's time to bring in one of the aforementioned players that Coach Cohn talked a bit about. It's Trenton Morrow. Trenton, good to have you in here on Saint Sports Weekly with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, so you're a defensive back out of Ohio. So how'd you get up here to Adrian?
Yep. So I got here to Adrian. I get recruited by Coach Wu, who was the offensive line coach at the time when I was in high school. And so he found me and one of my teammates in high school and was able to offer both of us at that time. And I just, you know, fell in love with the school at first sight, and that was, it was history from there.
That's nice. That's we hear that a lot. You know, it's getting people up here. Once they get here, they realize what Siena Heights has to offer.
Yes, sir.
Well, again, this is a, you know, it's a different year. We talked a lot with Coach Cohn about, you know, how the camp went compared to years past, with, you know, back to 19, and, you know, then whatever happened last year was so different. But this year, trying to get a little more back to normal. Are excited to have actual game week?
Yes, yes. Me and the guys are immensely excited. You know, it's different for us as it was in the spring, because now, I mean, everything's back to normal, and I mean, we're guaranteed to play a game on Saturday, which is exciting for all of us, and we're just ready to get to Chicago and get game one underway.
It's probably great. This is Coach Smith, the old athletic director. Trenton, I just, it's probably great, and I haven't had to sit on the bus and wait to see if you're even going to go or not. But congratulations on your honors last year, number one. You had a great, great spring, and I know the sky's the limit for you and your entire defense. But I hate jumping into it so quickly, but sounds like Olivet, you got your hands full this Saturday. Talk about what you got to do to be successful.
Yeah, you know, they're a great football team, as we've seen on film leading up to this week. And, you know, they have a very mobile quarterback and explosive offense, puts up a lot of points. So on defense, we just got to be stout and play the game we know we're capable of playing. And then on offense, we just got to move the ball and put the points up on the board. It's a simple game, but then again, it's going to be tough for us, but I think we're up for the challenge.
Well, Coach talked about you and your, you know, other safety back there, that three-year starters with a lot of experience. Does that help out for you guys in trying to work that in as well, to just let, you know, the rest of the defense know that, you know, you have that experience back there, and you know, they can lean on you too?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I bring a lot to the table for our defense, but we have a very, very experienced defense all around, and I feel like we all, you know, have a lot to contribute, and with all of us playing for a couple of years together now, we're a force to be reckoned with on the defensive side and even on the offense.
Coach Trenton, you're a good size for a safety. In high school, what positions did you play at Norwalk?
I played quarterback and safety in high school, and then got recruited as an athlete and was able to come here and play safety.
Yeah, being a quarterback, that's got to certainly help you being a defensive back, doesn't it? Because you had to look at those reads on the other side of the ball. I would think that's a real advantage for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely helps me a little bit when I'm able to, you know, think about what the quarterback may be thinking at that time.
Well, one thing that, you know, you get to look at in front of you is the play of the defensive player of the year last year in Cole Merlin. You know, how nice is it to watch him plug holes and make big tackles?
Oh, I mean, that's very exciting. One of my favorite things to do being out there, other than making plays, is watch him and all of our guys run around. I mean, he's able to make our jobs easier on the back end, and then our defensive line does a great job of opening up holes for him to fill, and he's a great player, and it's great being out there on the field with him at all times.
You know, I know Coach Wu really loved trying to get into Ohio to recruit Northwest Ohio specifically, and those you guys are both great examples of the great football down in Ohio. The one question I have, I want to kind of switch it for you. What are you studying at Siena?
I'm studying business management right now at Siena.
Good deal. And you are in your I think your bio says you're a senior. Is that right?
Yep. I'm in my final semester.
Your final semester. Good deal. And congratulations. So this is your final semester, and you'll be out in the work world, or else in a, from what we hear, a possible NFL camp in the winter. So congratulations, and that's just what it's really about, and I'm really looking forward myself to watch you play. But just talk a little bit, if you have a second, about the attitude, especially during these hot, you know, the hottest part of our summer was the past few weeks. How'd you guys handle all that?
We all handled that very well, I think. We all leaned on each other and showed empathy for each other. I mean, we all knew that it was going to be a struggle, but we were all working through it together, you know. No one had an easy road, so all of us feeling for each other and knowing that we're all doing this together really helped us get through camp, and just knowing that, you know, this is where we want to be and this is what we want to do, so we're willing to work for it.
You know, that's a unique thing about Michigan, because and Ohio, we start early, and you know, it's really, really hot, and then by the time you finish, it's really, really cold. So your football team has to be able to play in a variety of weather up in the Midwest, don't you?
Yes, for sure.
Well, I don't know how much you know, the offensive side, you know, if you guys play you know, some ones on ones just to try to get things going, but coach said that you know, Ryan Miner kind of stepped up as the leader to take the team out on the field as the quarterback, as a young guy. You know, can you talk a little bit about some of that offensive side?
Yeah, you know, Ryan here this fall camp has shown a lot of growth, and he's even shown to us defensive guys that he can put the ball where he needs to be and make the right decisions. And then in the backfield, we have Jared Jordan, who runs the ball hard every time he gets a touch, along with Caleb Jefferson, who we'll have back this fall, who is a force to be reckoned with. And then multiple receivers like Eric Williams, Ty Smith, Jalen Vanderbosch, Justin Wise. We have an extreme amount of talent at all skill positions. And then our offensive line, this is now, I think, their second or third year all of them being together. So they have a lot of chemistry, and they're getting on the same page. And they're giving the defense a run for their money at practice, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's good to know, especially on the defensive side, for you guys to be saying that, because you know, you don't always get a chance to get a look at them, but when you're against them, you know that that they're a stout group. So that's good to hear as well. Well, it's a you know, starting this week and get to head over to Illinois to take on Nazarene, and we you know, we know they're tough. They're number one in on their side and ranked number 10 in the country. So that give you a little extra motivation to say, you know what, hey, we're coming from the other side and we want to take care of business.
You know, in a way it does. You know, it's always exciting to play a team of such high status, but then again, we know it's just another football team, and we got to bring our A game every week no matter who we're playing. So I mean, I just think we're all excited just to get back out there and just to get the game going, and you know, see where it goes from there.
You know, I want to tell you, and I've, as AD, I watched a few games down in down at Olivet, and a lot of the game, most of all the games we played, they're always highly contested, close football games, and I think it's got to be certainly exciting to open up with a challenge. And in some ways, you know, I think you guys can make a statement right now, and that's you know, a great position to be in. So I just want to tell you, we wish you luck. And I know I was going to head out, because my granddaughter goes to Purdue and lives down over there, and I was going to go to the game and see her, but we had I have to be at a funeral Saturday, so I'm going to have to listen on the radio. But I wish you all kinds of luck, and let's come back with a W. What do you say?
Thank you very much, and hey, that's the goal.
All right. Once again, Trent Morrill, thank you very much for stopping by. And again, good luck this weekend and a great season for you at Siena.
Thank you guys very much.
All right. Once again, that was Trenton Morrow. We're going to take a quick timeout, Fredo, and then we're going to just talk a little bit about what we got going on the next few weeks here on Saints Sports Weekly right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
All righty. Once again, this has been Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. And trying to hear this one. We're going to get out of here now. It's time for some CBS Sports right here, 96.5 The Cave. Thanks, Fredo. I'm Jeff Bowman. Once again, Saints Sports Weekly right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.